Yeah, this guy, he recorded this tune along with many other great musicians on this recording. That's Lefty's Polka, and we welcome to the program today and this morning. Good morning to Jack and Peggy Taddy. Good morning, guys.
We're here.
Good morning.
Maine Bear and Mrs. Maine Bear.
You left over from St. Patrick's Day in your green shirt there.
I just didn't change clothes from yesterday.
You look good.
I don't smell too bad.
No, you don't.
Don't smell bad. Where the heck is Pammy on her birthday?
Pammy is working, unfortunately.
She'll be here, Charlie.
She'll be here momentarily.
Oh,
in about
great to hear that.
30 minutes or so.
Are we going to celebrate her birthday tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 2006.
Rainbow time.
And before we go any further, welcome to the program today, and congratulations on POPP, Man of the Year 2006, Jack
Taddy. Thank you so much. You know, I've been blessed by God to be a good musician and had some great times over the years, and I thank the Penn Ohio for having me as Man of the Year this year. It's a great honor.
The POPB, of course, we're speaking of the Penn Ohio Polka Pals.
That's right.
Out there in Youngstown, Ohio.
That is a deserving honor. This gentleman deserves it.
Thank you, sir.
You were fresh from your tour of Ohio last week.
Yeah, we were invited up there. We did three shows in one day, and my voice can verify that.
I talked to you at noon last week. And you said,
yeah, I called back in between Val's and Dale's show, and then we did John Ross's show. And always a great time doing on the road doing a show.
And next week is the big event.
Yes.
For you, and that is Sunday, March 26th at DBSD's Banquet Hall in Warren, Ohio. Music by Walter Ostenick and friends, and I know the people that win the Man of the Year Award get to choose who they want to play for their event. Is that correct? And you chose...
That's usually... I was talking...
Walter.
Well, I chose Gaylord Clancy at the time, and he was still living, and he decided he would bring Walter with him. Gaylord has been a close friend of ours for years, and unfortunately, Gaylord passed away. But Walter's still coming down with his All-Stars, and we have some surprises from the Taddy generation, too, coming up.
And also, you have a bus or two? Is there a second bus?
We have
bus?
A bus and a half, don't we, hon? And if you're interested, why go up there and drink and have to drive? We have the bus. We can pick up anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. Also, Monroeville, Harmerville. We can pick up an export if you want. Traveling through, we're going to stop off at Cranberry, Beaver Falls, and if Youngstown, if you need. We do have a room for about 10 or 15 people on that second bus. It's $30 for the full day of food and refreshments. Open bar all day. You know, it's always a great, great affair.
Yeah, with the price of $30, yeah, when you think about it, it's like 7 or 8 hours of open bar, which is pretty incredible. Especially if, you don't have to drive. You don't have to drive, and that's a good thing.
Because the schedule is going to be, you can get there by 4 and have cocktails at 4. At 5, they'll have dinner, sit-down dinner. Awards at 6, and then dancing at 7 o'clock to Walter and the All-Stars.
Once again, we welcome Jack and Peggy Taddy.
Thank you for having us, Jerry.
Primetime Polkas. Here on Saturday morning. Stay close. We've got more to come. We're going to hear some more of this Kenny Bass medley from Jack Taddy and your JTB. From Jack Taddy and the JTB, over the years or through the years and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. That's from a CD. 27 tracks in there, Jack. This is pretty much encompasses your entire career.
It goes way back.
Way back in time and then up to the very latest recordings of Lefties and Kenny Bass medley.
Mm-hmm.
And also attached to that CD is your very first recordings. It's Terrific as Daddy.
Oh, that's the one. I'm looking at the front cover. That's the one. I was thinking. That's a double cassette there, huh?
We'll get to one of those tunes as well, going way back. What year was that recorded?
That first recording is back in 1959.
59?
They have records then.
Watch it.
I don't think so, dear.
How old were you in 59, Jerry?
I was minus 24 years. Jack and Peggy Taddy joining us here. We're going to take
what
a break.
What are you laughing about?
That was
Kenny
Bass.
I wasn't very old either.
Kenny Bass medley, Lefty's Polka from Jack Taddy and the JTB. We welcome back Jack Maine Bear Taddy and Peggy.
Hey, Jerry, we got a call from Ann Feltus enjoying the show. Congratulated us. She's going on the bus. She got a couple people from Irwin. Appreciate that very much.
There you go. Fill up the second bus, and it's going to be a great time. If you haven't been there to one of these events, it's always a first-class event put on by Penn Ohio Polka Pals. Of course, Stevie Estes. Great place up there. Big hall. Nice big dance floor.
Good food.
And open bar, as we mentioned.
Open bar, we always skip that.
Do they have Schlieve off there?
I don't know.
They will.
BYOS,
shall we bring our own?
Been there, done that.
412-825-6262. Maine Bear and Mrs. Maine Bear stopping on their way to their spot up the Dow in about an hour and 9 minutes. Yes.
Ed says to say hello to you. From
who's that?
Big Ed?
Big Ed.
It's Uniontown. He said, say hello to you guys. Yeah.
Big Ed, we're going to send some vintage Taddy tunes out to Big Ed.
That's good. He's asking for a Dick Taddy tune. But,
Dick Taddy.
Hey, Ed.
Wrong Taddy.
We played some Dick Taddy already. Maybe we'll get some more in the second hour
That's
of the program.
He likes Peggy. He always...
I don't know, but he's definitely vintage Taddy.
Vintage. And can't get much more vintage than the Spicy Polka.
That's right.
And this is recorded on It's Terrific, It's Taddy. And I remember that your first recording, I believe, was Millie's Polka, was it not?
Yeah, I don't even have a copy of that 45.
That was really vintage.
Burned up in my house fire many years ago. But that was done with Dick Taddy on sax.
Yeah.
Let's see, that would have been Donnie Sober on the accordion along with Kenny Crone, yes. Mike Gugg on banjo on that one. That was back in 1957, I think. It came out in 58.
Wow.
Kiske Recording is no more.
Kiske Recording.
We got a 4-star rating on that from Billboard. Did you know that?
No,
in those days, that was a big thing. Yeah.
See, I wasn't around, so.
I was kidding.
All right. It's 7 minutes in front of the hour. It's 620 KHB. If you just tuned in, Jack and Peggy Taddy with us, Don Rakauskas, Jerry Zagar. No Pammy. She's stuck at work for 7 more minutes, and then she's quickly on her way to the KHB studios here. And incidentally, and before she gets out of work, I want to mention this to everybody out there listening, that it's Pam's birthday today, and we're going to have a little party for her the second hour.
Is she listening yet?
No, she's
Let us know. We'll sing happy birthday in the air.
So we're going to kind of hold her request up until she gets on.
Yeah, at least until she's in the car where she can hear him. So we'll do some of that just after the top of the hour. And we're going to do this vintage Taddy tune, send it out to Big Ed.
Can I send this out to my present-day musicians? What would be,
sure,
of course, Fred Greg Rich on the accordion, Brian O'Boyle on the second accordion, Jerry Zagar, my number two bear there on bass, yours truly, Jack Taddy and Tom, Joel Sippy on sax. They're all going to be there tomorrow, and even Mr. Ralph Janis will be there. And, I've been so fortunate having such great accordion players over the years, like John Laborda, Ben Z. Rathbone, Jack Slagle, Johnny Kaczmarek was a part of the group, Carl Stalker, Tony Sapancic, Larry Plasek, he's here today, isn't he? Rob DeBlander, Fred Gregrich, and Brian O'Boyle, just a few of the friends I've had. And I've enjoyed that my life, I'll tell you. I've had some great times.
You had it easy.
No, it wasn't easy, but I had fun doing it.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't ask for a final list of guys, and you just read
some great musicians.
And again, if you just tuned in, Jack Taddy and Peggy Taddy with us from the Polka Place radio show. Right up the dial. Mm-hmm. In about 58 minutes or so.
Yes, sir.
You guys will be traveling down the street.
We're moving on shortly.
And again, thanks for coming to Primetime Polkas, and congrats on the award. Ben Ohio Polka Pals, Man of the Year 2006. Congratulations.
You're welcome. And, over the years, I've had quite a few names of groups that I've had. My first group was called, by any chance? It was called the Rust Slovenes.
Rust?
Russ.
Russ.
I'm from Russelton.
Okay.
And I was Slovene. Basically Croatian, but I love Slovene. But thanks to Mom and Dad for their encouragement. And we called the first group Russ Levine's, added Dick Taddy, and I think it was 56 or 57, became the Jack Lads. And then in 59, we became the Swingin' Laddies.
For a long time.
And that was with John Laborda, Claire Taylor, Ralph Jennets, and of course Jimmy Gasperi. There's truly Jack Taddy on drums. And when Laborda was transferred to, Arizona at that time, this young genius, Mr. Benzy Rathbone, came with us back in, I guess it was 1973, and it started all over. Started doing all that good fun and stuff. But back in, one of my greatest feelings was when I was crowned Polka King back in 1968 by America's Polka King, Frankie Yankovic. And that was due to a polka contest by Mr. Bill Sellis when he had his show on WKPA, and we had the majority of the votes, and I was the Slovenian Western Pennsylvania Polka King.
Jack, you need to do just what you're putting out now, Vermin. You need to do a written copy of this.
I do have it right here.
Yeah?
Yes.
He's reading it, yeah.
I'm reading
it. That's how he knows.
It's too much for me.
No, but I mean, a lot of people would be interested in that, I think. Maybe put it together in a little booklet.
I've sent it to some of the CD. Peggy has sent it to a lot of the DJs. And one of my most important and most exciting events was being nominated for Lifetime Achievement in the Polka Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and winning it in 2000. I had chills up and down my spine when I received that award. Yeah, that was back in 2000. But, like I said, God has been good to me. I was blessed with good talent and an ability to go out and promote and teach and perform and have fun. That's the greatest thing, to have fun.
That's what I meant before when I said it was easy. With all the talent you had around you, Well, it makes it a lot easier.
You
got
to be born with that first, you know, and then you try to make it work. I know a lot of musicians that are not good organizers, they're not good speakers, but they're good musicians. But I've been fortunate to have good times, and if you have fun, it's much better. Right, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, you got to have fun. And you retired from your day job of teaching.
Yes, I taught for 35 years, and then I went into a private school in Pittsburgh for about 3 years. But I've been teaching privately for about 40-some years, 45, 46 years.
Now, I've been meaning to ask you this. Is there any time you think in your playing career where you're going to say, I've had enough? Do you even picture that happening?
I have not gotten to where I am tired of doing it. I have not gotten to where I can't do it anymore. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. Like some guys, they die on the stage. I hope it doesn't happen to me. But I enjoy it so much. I enjoy seeing people happy, having fun with you and guys around. It's a great thing. Polkas are great for everybody.
And it keeps you young, doesn't it?
Hopefully it does. I don't feel young, but I try to be young.
All right, you hear the bones creaking a little bit, but
yeah.
You're still out there performing, and that's great. You're keeping polka music alive and doing your part, as we are here.
Yes.
We try to do. You know, some of the younger people, we got to get them more involved. And you've done that.
I've tried to do that. It's going to be my 24th year in radio. But, you know, without the DJs like yourself and myself and Larry and all the DJs, it's going to really die. And hopefully we can keep it strong and make it go on and on forever.
And encourage the young people.
Definitely.
To
and that's what has happened.
Join us.
We have not encouraged the young people. Don't come to the dance because, you know, you're going to get hurt. And so don't let the kids in because they're going to have a problem. And the kids have not seen this action, so they're missing it.
They don't know what it's about.
That's right. And it is fun.
That's the important thing to do.
You know, I got a call from a reporter up in Beaver Falls. Happens to be a cousin of mine. His name is Scott Taddy. And he said, what is polka? And I sit down and explain everything about what polka was, what it used to be, and what it should be.
Now, his last name is Taddy.
No,
he didn't know.
No, he goes by Scott Taddy.
Taddy. Doesn't even pronounce it
the same way.
T-A-D-Y.
Mm-hmm. But
you had to educate him then. With a last name like that, you better know what a polka is.
But I think T-A-D... yeah, right. But, you know, I've enjoyed my life over the years. With the cruises I've had and with the recordings I've had and with the bands and the times, a good time. I can't go wrong.
Should write a book?
Peggy's going to write one. She's going to start very shortly.
I'd buy that one.
You know, behind every successful man is a lovely lady.
If Peggy writes a book, I'm going to buy that one.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for having us aboard. We're heading out of here.
Thanks for stopping by.
We'll see you tomorrow at Acme.
And you're coming back later on KHB, I hear?
I'm going to be with Stephen Novosel
tonight. Stephen Novosel, Polka Palace.
Don't forget, we still have room on that bus. If you're interested, for next Sunday, 724-274-72. Here's Peggy.
I'd really like to see you tomorrow at the Acme Club. I hate to cook all that food for nothing.
That's right, from 2 until 6 tomorrow. Right now, feature Jack Taddy and the Swingin' Laddies. This is Benzie Rathbone on your button box and Rupnik's Polka on Primetime Polkas.